This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk about what we know. What I know is it's 7 after the hour. Time for us to spend another hour together talking about what's going on in the world of food and agriculture. This is the American Family Farmer. We're brought together here by a focus on what American family farming life is like in our country these days. I am a family farmer, been involved in agriculture my entire life, been around cows all my life. And so I took that expertise, put it together with my radio expertise, for those of you who agree that I have some, thank you very much, and came up with this idea to support family farming, those who are involved in ag businesses that are fighting the good fight, trying to stay alive in the in this force that has come from the acknowledgement that our family farms are withering on the vine. Thanks. I got to sort of kick. This will be a political statement. Some of you may agree. Some of you may disagree. It's okay. You can always send your comments to me, Doug, at DougStephan, StePhan.com. Tom Vilsack, who's Secretary of Agriculture, is being considered as a running mate for Hillary Clinton. I can't think of worse choices, not many, but he's become like so many other people who get into Washington, get into positions of powers, and what they are all about changes. I actually met Tom Vilsack on an occasion of doing a radio tour of Iowa a number of years ago when he was governor. Liked him, liked his son, but then he went to Washington and he just kind of got corrupted like everybody else does. So if you think he makes a good addition to the Hillary Clinton ticket, then swell for you. If you're like me, I think he's a distressful, distracting figure that really has, and when I talk about corruption, he's become a spokesperson, a hack for the big ag industry, which is not what we're interested in here. At least I think most of the people who are family farmers, the supporters of the family farmers, the locavore food movement, these are the people that we're talking to and hoping to help. I present problems, stories of people and how they've solved their problems. Thus is the case of Stacy and Tenzin Botsford, who are first-generation farmers dedicated to the idea that caring for the land and growing high-quality food, organic food, can be mutually beneficial for them, for their family, for their farm, for the community. So let's meet them and talk about how they get started. Stacy and Tenzin, welcome to the American Family Farmer.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Well, I'm happy to have you here because I want you to tell the story of how the two of you got together, first of all, and then let's go into what you've created, how the two of you find each other.
Well, we found each other. I feel like this is one of those silly stories, but in seventh grade band class. We went a lot of different places after that. And eventually ended up in the same town, well, really close to the same town that we grew up in, and started our farm.
Were you married when you started the farm, or did you start working together, and then you got married?
We did a lot of work together on doing whitewater rafting. So we kind of got into running rivers as whitewater guides, and then kind of came around to farming separately. Mm-hmm. And when our interest for farming kind of brought us back together, then that's when we decided to get married. So I guess it kind of all happened at the same time.
Very sweet. All right. What do people call you? Is there a nickname like 10 or something, or does everybody call you 10?
Everybody pretty much calls me Tenzin. But
No, it's okay. I'll stick with that. It's fine. I'm not looking to create problems. I'm just happy to know the two of you and to hear your enthusiasm. I can hear it in your voices, how swell that is. How old are the two of you?
We're 34 years old.
Both of you the same. Yeah, 34. And you both came from central Wisconsin. What was your life like? You didn't grow up on a farm, so what kind of an area did you grow up in?
Right. We, neither one of us grew up on a farm. We both had farming in our families, but going a few generations back. So we definitely consider ourselves first-generation farmers. The landscape that we grew up in is what I like to think of as a checkerboard of woods and lakes and rivers and things interspersed with farmland.
Really?
And more I find that as sort of an important part of my life, being from an area where the land is not really conducive to being put into large major swaths of agricultural production, and that sort of wild spaces intermixed with agricultural spaces, I think, has shaped my life in more ways than I previously acknowledged.
Well, as professional river guides, you had to have been together building a physical prowess, because farming is hard work, takes physicality. So I'm guessing both of you, through your experience before you became a farmer, helped to keep you or get you into shape for the work, the hard work, the hard physical work that goes along with being a family farmer, right?
Yeah, I would say that's true. But I think maybe even more importantly, the way that that set the stage for us was that we learned to really rely on ourselves, in a very immediate sense, but also to rely on each other in that same sort of immediate sense. So the type of river tours we were doing would go on, for a week typically, and it was very much the show must go on, so we learned to be resilient in that sort of way, and also to work and communicate very quickly and effectively with each other, even when, occasionally big things were at stake.
So. Yeah. Isn't that swell? Thinking about your reliance on each other is a wonderful, almost romantic notion. I find people, at least in my sphere of influence, the people who've grown up on the farm, stayed on the farm, there's a romance that goes with being on the farm, even though it's hard work and sometimes not economically too rewarding. But there's a romance of being on the land. I find that on my farm. And I pinch myself every once in a while, thinking, yeah, I own this farm. Look at those cows there, and look at how beautiful it is. And those sorts of things, which are part of the non-reality that is the reality of being on the farm. Because there are so few people doing it now, less than 1% of our families in this country live on farms anymore, and 2% make their living as farmers working on a farm. It's really a change. When I was a kid, it may have been 20%, but when our country was founded, 98% of the people who lived here, worked here, were farmers. And so that change is a stark contrast. And yet we have a lot of people that are using the same methodologies to grow things that have been the rule for hundreds of years. That's kind of a cool reality as well. Let's get to the specifics of your family and your farm family life in just a few moments here, having a conversation with Stacy and Tenzin Botsford, who run the Red Door Family Farm. You can check out their website, reddoorfamilyfarm1word.com. Here's something else to check out. Those of you who are looking for really good investments or reinvestments, may I suggest that you go to commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or better yet, you dial up 888-444-2102 and talk to somebody about what happens to your money when you invest. I think the minimum is $25,000. Get 8% yield back again, monthly checks. You can reinvest the money if you want, however it is that you feel comfortable about taking advantage of this opportunity. And it is an opportunity. Look at the way interest is on IRAs, for example. On CDs and treasury notes. And what's in your IRA? This is something you can put in there if you'd like to. 8%, 18 months, and then you can stay in or get out, whatever you choose. It's a fabulous, secure opportunity. All I'm suggesting you do right now is check it out for yourself. See if it agrees with your philosophy of investing. CommercialRealEstateIncomeFunds.com. That's CommercialRealEstateIncomeFunds.com. Or call them at 888-444-2102.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes manuals online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes manuals online are now available at Haynes.com. On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
How can a sweet little fruit gummy help you live digestively? Ultimate Flora Probiotic Gummies put the ultimate natural digestive support to work inside you to help you feel a little lighter, a little more you. And if raspberry lemonade's a little more you, feel bubbly in a good way with Ultimate Flora Probiotic Fizzy Drink Mix. Ultimate Flora Probiotic Gummies and Fizzy Drink Mix, two great ways to live digestively, deliciously. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
We're excited to announce that the pharmacy you trust is now in the store you love. Because CVS Pharmacy is now at Target. So you can expect more, even when it comes to your health. Our CVS pharmacists give expert advice on everything, from dosage instructions to side effects to drug interactions. We'll help fill your prescriptions while you fill your shopping cart. CVS Pharmacy, now at Target.
It's 19 after the hour, the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Stacy and Tenzin Botsford, first generation farmers. Stacy, what do you like best about being a farmer?
Well, I've always really appreciated being able to be outside working, so I think that makes it a really easy choice. So I really enjoy the actual work of farming, which
yep.
I think is really necessary for the type of farming that we're doing, because we're out every day working really hard.
Yep.
But also, I think even more than that, I think it there's importance to everything that I do, so I feel like even if I'm just weeding carrots, that the work that I'm doing is important.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that, you know, when your work is important, it makes it easy to do, I guess, and we enjoy it. So
yeah, I think that's it. That you gotta love what you do. My father said to me once, when you wake up and you don't want to go to work, time to go look for a new job. And if you don't like the work on the farm, which goes from sunup to sundown, especially when the weather is good this time of year, doing the kind of farming the Botsfords are doing, if you don't like hard work, you're going to be in big trouble. All right, more on what they've organized in a matter of moments here.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
After the hour, Doug and Stacy in Tenzin on the American Family Farmer. Here we set up problems that have been solved, tell you stories that may be very real. The idea is to have them relatable so that you can overcome some of the same problems yourself. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com with ideas of people that have done a good job at straightening out their farming problems and are moving ahead. Stacy and Tenzin Botsford are the proprietors of the Red Door Family Farm, but you're also involved in this farm leadership program, the Family Farm Leadership Program for Wisconsin farmers. Is this part of the Farmers Union, Wisconsin Farmers Union? And if so, how do they all, how do the packages fit together here, either or both of you?
It is part of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. It's also part of what's called the Farmers Union Enterprises, which is, I guess, a coalition of 5 different farmers union, state farmers unions. So it's Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, and Wisconsin.
What do you have in common, all those states? What do they have in common, Tenzin?
What they have in common is that years ago, they all banded together to invest in some different business ventures as a way to secure ongoing funding that they're able to use. And so they use that in a number of ways. One of the ways that they do it is that they started this FUE, Farmers Union Enterprises, leadership program where they identify potential future leaders within the farmers union and within just family farming from those states. So each year, each of those states sends another representative, typically a couple or an individual, and they do a number of things to sort of encourage us and show us how to be more active, how to be more involved, how to be better I guess, stewards of the community and not just the land.
Stacy, what sort of leadership position have you taken with Tenzin or on your own?
Well, I mean, we are really just like getting started with the FUE program. So we're learning a lot about the Farmers Union, and mostly I've learned a lot about how it stands to the family farm and what we're up against. Mm-hmm. We know, like, on our particular farm, the things that we're up against, but in, like, a greater sense, we're learning a lot about the different challenges of different kinds of farms.
What are you up against? What are you? Let's talk about what you're up against, because a lot of people listening will want to know how similar your circumstance is to theirs. For example, here in Massachusetts, where I am, we're up against a drought this summer. The corn's not growing. The veggies aren't growing. Pastures aren't growing. It's a tough time. That's one of the things that we're up against, and I wonder how practical, when you look at that circumstance, you have the same problem, or what other problems do you have?
Well, I think, like, as beginning farmers, the first thing that we really came up against is land acquisition and just capital, so trying to get land and then trying to find capital to get loans.
So how did you overcome that? What did you do to overcome
that?
So
what we did was we found an older farmer who was interested in seeing his land farmed in a responsible way, and he helped us out by giving us a land contract that kept the banks out of it, and then all the interest goes to this farmer so we feel really good about that relationship. We also kind of collaborate a lot with our neighbor who has a similar diversified vegetable farm, so we get to share a lot of equipment and things that way. So we just try to keep the banks out of it as much as we can, because you know, we didn't, you know, when you're working on different farms to get the experience that you need, you're obviously not making a ton of money, so there's it's kind of a catch 22 for a lot of young beginning farmers.
We'll continue with Stacy and Tenzin Botford and their good story on the American Family Farmer. Are you concerned about your investments? Would you like to make a guaranteed 8% return? Guaranteed safe. I said guaranteed safe and 8% in the same sentence. This is Doug Steffen with a focus on China and the global markets and investors getting worried about all kinds of things with legitimate excuses for being worried. I'm going to send you to a website, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or you can call 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. These funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate existing commercial properties or build new ones. It's a great deal. 8% guaranteed. Safe, safe, safe. commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. Call 888-444-2102.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
American family farmer. This is a story told over and over again every week. We have different families, different folks. Stacy and Tenzin Botsford with us today from Wisconsin. They have a farm, the Red Door Family Farm, doing produce. The two of you would be interested. I'm just opening up some of my mail, and I was looking at a note that came from a group of dairy farmers who are trying to sort of find a new way to survive because the government and the big ag concerns, mostly you aren't involved in dairy, so you may not know the Dean family, Suiza, Dean Foods and the Suiza family that have basically taken over about 75-80% of the fluid milk supply in this country, courtesy of a big donation to George Bush in the Bush era as president. And what that's done to decimate the dairy farmers. This country, as it's the fellows that were trying to put this group together said, that dairying is the most self-destructive form of farming that there is. And having been a dairy farmer for a long time and had a lot of cows over my life, I love the cows. I love, love, love being able to just grow these animals and live with them. But what a horribly self-destructive world it is. And so you're not in that world. You're in the world of growing produce. Locavores probably love you where you are there in Wisconsin. But in a way, do you ever feel like you made a decision that at the end of the day might not have been the smartest decision for the two of you? Or do you really, really feel that you can spend the rest of your life doing this and be happy?
Oh, boy. Well, that's a big question. We are new to this. This is really our second season.
Yeah.
So my answer may change with time, but currently we're really very pleased with the reception that we've gotten from our community and with the way things have been able to work. We've had, I think, relatively good weather years this year and last, which helped a lot, which is not to say that there's not plenty of hurdles to do and lots of hard work to do, and it's more bending over than I realized. I don't know how
literally
much I'll be able to do that forever. Yeah, well, I meant literally, but
figuratively too. Yeah.
But you know, I feel like our model of agriculture, and this is one of the main reasons we chose it, is because you can get in with relatively low startup costs. You have control over your market and your prices to a large extent. I mean, you can just charge whatever you want, I guess, but and it's being diversified, and with things that, you know, it takes 2 years to raise up a steer, but it takes 21 days to grow salad mix. So, you know, we're fairly nimble in being able to adapt as we go, and we're very lucky to be in direct communication with our
clients,
members, and our customers.
Yeah.
So
you said
it
takes 2 years to grow a steer. You're obviously not growing strawberries on your farm, or are you?
We are growing strawberries too, but we're not just growing strawberries.
Yeah, I understand.
So,
we've
got a lot of different things going on, and if the strawberries are great, like, and they were this year, they were not great last year at all, and we almost didn't plant more this year for the future, but then this year was wonderful, and so our CSA members reaped the benefit of that, and we did too because we had extra to sell at the farmer's market, which is really nice. So, yeah, I don't know. I feel like we're off to a good start. We're very excited. We feel very lucky.
One of the things,
to be able to pursue our dream the way we are.
Yeah, but Stacy, one of the things that you said, you're diversifying, but you also share with others, and that doesn't mean land, but it means using equipment and that sort of thing, which is brilliant. It's a great idea, something to do. As long as you don't need the same piece of equipment on the same day, you're all set. But your husband, Tenzin, said something about farm prices, buying the land, having access to land is one of the positives. Many people in many parts of the country wouldn't say that. How have you found it different? Is the union helping you? What is there that makes the land procurement an easy task for you where it isn't in many areas of the country?
Well, this is what we were looking for. So, you know, we knew what we were looking for. We wanted a small piece of land that wasn't surrounded by big ag. Mm-hmm. And we found this place because it was close in proximity to another farm that's doing something really similar to us, and they were really open to, like, trying to grow together and be able to share things. They were a lot more established than we were, so it was actually that farmer's father who we bought the land from, like I said, on a land contract. I think there are a lot of older farmers who would be really open to that kind of situation. So we've been trying to tell, like, other young farmers that this is, like, a really good way, and, you know, get the word out to older farmers too. Like, this is a really good way if your kids aren't willing to or aren't interested in taking over the farm. Doing a land contract with young farmers is a really good way to keep the farm going without you know, like I said, without getting the banks involved.
Yeah, I think that's, if you can buy directly and have it financed directly from the farmer, that is a plus, plus, plus. All right, let's talk a little bit about the Wisconsin Farmers Union and the five other unions that, or farmers unions, five other states that are involved here. What, in your experience, what constitutes the union? Because for some, the union, I belong to the National Farmers Union, and I'm guessing these states are all a part of the bigger whole. But this conjures up for some a negative image, whereas with you it doesn't. So you're in Wisconsin. What's the Wisconsin Farmers Union doing to help you?
Well, I think that's a great question. I think the Farmers Union is a bit unique as a union, because there's no, you know, obviously we don't have to join the Farmers Union. No. Everybody that's a member of the Farmers Union is voluntarily a member, and they can, you know, they receive certain benefits maybe that the Farmers Union is representing on their behalf if they're a family farm and not a member. But for us, it's important to be members, because I feel that the Farmers Union, the Wisconsin Farmers Union, and the National Farmers Union are sort of my window into the political realm. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I vote, and that's, I like to think, worth something, but it's, I know it's not worth a lot. But what I can do is I can be involved with the Farmers Union. That way I'm kind of banding together with our peers, and we may have very different types of agriculture. We may have very different views on certain things, but we have a great many values and core, I don't know, needs and desires.
Yeah, right, similar.
That we
yeah,
share. Right, and so the Farmers Union is a great way for us to both identify those, get to know other family farms, so that we're not just out there beating a drum for our own personal needs, but we also have a greater, a broader understanding of what other family farms need. Mm-hmm. We firmly believe that we're much stronger for having many more
yes.
family farmers out there. Yep. The more small family farms we have, I feel the better for each individual family farm. And this is a way for us to do that. And the Farmers Union is out there working, they're lobbying. I'm not. I would like to say that I call my congressman about every issue that I feel is important, but I don't. Mm-hmm. But I do have a voice through the Farmers Union.
Yeah.
And I do think that they are generally representing my interests.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's where I belong as well. All right, we're going to pause for a moment. We come back. I want to talk about how you promote what it is that you're doing there. Who is the buyer, and how do you promote? Again, ideas for folks who are listening, courtesy of Stacy and Tenzin Botford of the Red Door Family Farm in Wisconsin at 44 minutes past the hour.
You have questions, we have answers. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Do you want to look back on your life and realize you barely looked up from your phone? Coach Marshall Goldsmith.
It's very easy to get trapped into this sort of media addiction where we are constantly barraged by triggers to take us away from where we want to go. We all have something called the monkey mind. It's like a monkey swinging through the jungle from vine to vine. The internet, it's amphetamines for the monkey mind. You go online, you're going to look up something that's going to take maybe 5 minutes. 3 hours later, you're still online, and you have no idea why you started in the first place.
Do you have a bad habit you'd like to break? Is there someone at work or in your personal life who's causing you grief? Doing What Works offers help for these and many other life issues every day here on the radio. We have more of Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. As I was waiting to be interviewed in the studio of a major TV network recently, I noticed something was different than usual. There were no college interns. They're usually everywhere, so I asked where they were and was told that the network cut back on offering internships after a judge ruled that all interns at private companies must now be paid. A couple of years ago, I predicted this would happen after two students sued a movie studio that had given them unpaid internships. Interns have also sued talk show hosts, magazines, and many others, claiming that they should have been paid. Charlie Rose had to pay nearly $250,000. Even though thousands of college students have volunteered for unpaid internships in the past so they could get valuable experience and contacts, the judge ruled in favor of the students who sued. So, after being forced to pay interns, many workplaces simply eliminated those positions. Let's be fair, the students who filed that lawsuit said they just wanted to be paid. But what they did wound up penalizing thousands of other students who wanted the experience more than the money. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
If you are a night owl, you may be more likely than early risers to develop serious health concerns. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. It may be that men who regularly stay up late face a higher risk of developing health problems like diabetes and sarcopenia, the gradual loss of muscle mass with aging. There's even worse news for women. Female night owls tended to have more belly fat and a higher risk of metabolic syndrome, which increases the risk of diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. We don't know exactly why this is, but nocturnal lifestyles can be associated with sleep disorders, and unusual eating times can affect the metabolism over the years. Some night owls smoke more and lead sedentary lives, which has a negative impact too. But here's the kicker. Even if you get as much sleep during the day as night sleepers, it doesn't undo the risk. So, night owls, even though you don't give a hoot about what morning people do, it may be time to conform.
47 past the hour. A few more minutes with Stacy and Tenzin Botsford. Go to reddoorfamilyfarm.com to see how they're operating. One of the questions a lot of people have who are in your shoes, Stacy and Tenzin, is how you promote. How do the people who can use your product, who want your product, know what you're producing and how to get it?
Well, I think we are lucky because we just sort of sell to our local communities here. So the nearest town is about, we have a very small town that we live in, but the nearest big town that we're near is only like 40 minutes away. So we mostly sell to people who we know. We see them at the farmer's market, or we have a CSA, so people are, you know, able to just give us a call on the phone. We do have like a website, and a lot of people will follow us on Facebook, and we post about our farm and everything. But it's just directly to the consumer mostly, which I think is a really nice way of, you know, doing business for us. Yeah. And then we sell to restaurants and grocery stores nearby as well.
Oh, that's good. So when people come around this time of year especially, it must be exciting because everything is becoming really plentiful. Do you allow people to pick their own on your farm so they can get out actually and see how things are growing? I find that to be, at least in my neck of the woods, one of the real attractions. Not that they really want to do the work, but they want to go out and see how good the food is in the field.
Right. We really encourage people to come out to the farm. It's one of the things that is kind of one of our goals to having this farm is making sure that people feel welcome here and get to have that kind of connection to the food and the land that it's grown on. Yep. I think it's often something that's being missed. And like you have mentioned earlier, a lot of people used to at least know like their grandparent was a farmer or maybe their parent was a farmer. We've gotten further and further away from that. So. Our goal to bring people to the farm is something that we always continue to have. Our U-Picks we do have, but we only offer them to our CSA members. And our CSA members are always welcome to our farm, so oftentimes they'll come out and just have picnics or maybe help us harvest carrots. Or, like I said, do U-Picks.
All right, so there's a good overall understanding of what Stacy and Tenzin are doing. Check out their website, reddoorfamilyfarm.com. You can learn a lot from them, and that's why they're here. That's why everybody who comes here every week is here to learn. Thank you both, and good luck on your farm.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Looking to inspire in the world of agriculture, the world of what we eat, the world of what you know and what you don't know about agriculture. That's the American Family Farms idea. That's our object goal here. I'm Doug Steffen at 54 past the hour. In a moment, an idea that I will share with you about how one farm makes the employees very loyal and helps a great deal. That fact in itself helps you feel more secure about what you're doing on the farm. So I'll give you an idea or two. This program is about ideas, so stand by for that as we continue to pursue excellence in agriculture on the American Family Farm.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These These science guys sure know how to party.
Shh. Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
55 past the hour. Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. The love of the life. I find that's what motivates me. To spend as much time as I can. Some of the folks I work with on the radio program I do every day were teasing me today because I came back from a recent road trip, and I became quite ill. I'm very fortunate, knock on wood, that I have a healthy body, and I very rarely get sick. And when I do, I fortunately recover quickly. But I was on a 4 or 5 plane trip deal and jumping from one place to another, around lots of people, shaking a lot of hands. I got sick because I hadn't slept for a couple of nights, and then it worked on me to the point where I couldn't do anything, and I ought not to have been doing anything, but I got on a tractor yesterday and mowed hay for 3.5 hours until I couldn't move. But it made it didn't make me better, didn't make me any worse, but I felt better about getting the chores done. So it's that kind of thing that drives people to excellence, I think. I'm not saying that I'm excellent, but I'm saying that the dedication, there's a great story that I was reading about a family that has a pick-your-own reality. I think they're in Pennsylvania or Rhode Island, someplace like that. And they've this is a fourth generation of this farm working, and they're a pick-your-own operation. One of the things that they equate in their promotional material is American grown equals pick your own. Obviously, if you want to find out where the stuff comes from, you go to the farm and you pick your own. If you can, then you know where the food is coming from. That's one of the frustrations that the local boards, that's the frustration that many of us or all of us have with food labeling and that whole charade about what we're going to do, how we're going to label the food, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It is nonsense. That's for another time. Right now, I want to cap the conversation I had with those folks in Wisconsin by passing along an idea that I found out about from a fellow who has a farm in upstate New York about how he takes care of his family. This guy said, if you have a good man, pay him well and he'll make you money. Well, they didn't have a lot of cash, so what they've done is they've taken all their employees and they've shared equity in the farm. The animals that are owned, the equipment that they have there, and the benefits what comes as a result of this dairy where they sell their milk. So what they're doing is sharing the cost with family members, but then the benefit, if they have outside of the family workers, goes, you've got things that that you need to keep people interested. And if they have an ownership in the business, they're going to feel a strong ownership in the work ethic that they need to have in order to provide the best. Maybe you would need an extra hour a day out of them or something. They're going to feel okay about that if they know at the end of the day they've got a part of it. So think about sharing equity with your employees if your employees go beyond the family itself.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com to...